Once the stuff of science fiction, artificial intelligence has hit the mainstream for many applications. Researchers now use AI tools, including machine learning, to interpret data patterns, improve image analysis, and predict and discover new therapeutics. While the concepts behind these networks are well established, their inner workings are often murky or invisible to the user, and as a result, their predictions may seem random. The emerging area of explainable AI includes systems and techniques that help life science researchers see the underlying basis on which machine learning networks make predictions, yielding faster discovery tools and more transparent interpretations. Welcome to The Scientist Speaks, a podcast produced by the Scientists Creative Services team. Our podcast is by scientists and for scientists. Once a month, we bring you the stories behind newsworthy molecular biology research. This podcast is brought to you by LabVantage, serving disease researchers with AI-driven scientific data management solutions that increase discovery and speed time to market. Learn more about LabVantage at the link in the episode notes. In this month's episode, Deanna McNeil from The Scientist spoke with bioengineer Jim Collins from MIT, the Broad Institute, and the Wyss Institute to learn how researchers are using explainable AI and artificial neural networks to gain mechanistic insights for large-scale antibiotic discovery.
With a research background in physics, molecular biology, and medical engineering, Jim Collins helped launch the field of synthetic biology. He's developed engineering approaches for bottom-up synthetic gene circuit building and top-down approaches that use biological networks to advance systems biology investigations into antibiotic discovery and bacterial defense mechanisms. Over the past century, antibiotics have drastically changed modern medicine, extending the average human lifespan by transforming once deadly infectious diseases into curable ailments. Since the golden age of antibiotic discovery, which began with penicillin in 1928 and peaked in the mid-1950s, there's been a gradual decline in antibiotic discovery and development. Along with the evolution of bacterial drug resistance, decreased discovery has led to the current antimicrobial resistance crisis, which Collins now tackles with machine learning neural networks and explainable AI.
We now are in this crisis where, in addition to a drying up of the pipeline, traditionally antibiotics have been discovered by screening a set of molecules, looking to see if one can find a new molecule that is effective against a bacterial pathogen of interest. Starting about 5-6 years ago, in collaboration with Regina Barzilay and Tommy Jockel, two of my AI colleagues at MIT, we decided to see to what extent we could use AI to address this challenge and the growing crisis. We actually showed you could now screen a relatively small number of molecules that could then be used to train an AI model. And this AI model could then very quickly and inexpensively screen a massively large library, an in silico library that's available on a computer, to actually now help identify completely new antibiotics.
Much like neural pathways in the brain, neural network models are made up of a series of nodes that connect to and communicate with one another to interpret data. Scientists train these deep learning models with datasets that have known features, such as a group of compounds with and without antibiotic properties. The neural network goes through several iterations of self-adjusted calculations to improve its predictive accuracy before being given the chance to make predictions about larger datasets with unknown features. Alongside his colleagues at MIT, Collins turned to this approach to hunt for molecular patterns hidden in potentially antibiotic compounds. In 2019, the researchers began with a relatively small compound library of roughly 2,500 therapeutics, which they tested for antibacterial potential in the laboratory. Once they determined which compounds inhibited E. coli growth in a dish, they created a training dataset to teach a neural network how to identify and predict compounds with antibiotic potential.
We then took that model and applied it to the drug repurposing library of the Broad, which included 6,100 molecules in various stages of development as a new drug. And we asked which of those molecules were predicted to make for a good antibiotic, which of those were predicted also not to be toxic against human cells, and which of these molecules did not look like an existing antibody. Of the 6,100, we found one molecule that fit all three criteria, and this is the molecule we called Halicin, which turned out to be an incredibly potent new antibody that acted through novel mechanisms of action, and that was effective against multi-drug resistant, extensively drug resistant, and pan-resistant bacterial pathogens.
Named after the fictional AI system HAL from the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey, Halicin's unique mechanism of action means that conventionally drug-resistant bacterial strains are susceptible to this new compound and less likely to develop resistance to it. Most antibiotics typically target a narrow range of processes, such as bacterial cell envelope biogenesis, DNA replication, transcription, or protein biosynthesis. Halicin goes against the grain, disrupting bacterial pH balance by driving iron sequestration. Halicin also has a unique structure compared to other antibiotics, which demonstrated that the researchers' deep learning approach may be useful beyond discovering new individual antibiotics, potentially uncovering new classes of antibiotic chemistries to help solve the resistance crisis. Building on their previous success, Collins' research team recently used this approach to identify new antibiotic classes based on chemical substructures, applying a machine learning model called graph neural networks.
Graph neural network is effectively a computer-based model that can learn the structure of a graph or a network and can use this as the basis for its learning. So you can think of various things that a model might be trying to learn. It might be a sequence of numbers, a sequence of letters. In the case of a graph neural net, it's actually learning the structure of a network that could be like an electrical network or a biological network or metabolic network. In our case, we used it to get after the network structures that underlie chemical compounds. We think back to our chemistry classes in high school and college, where you'll learn about the structure of a molecule. Graph neural nets can actually learn the structure of those. And we were able to use that to train the model so that now when you present it with a new structure, a compound it's never seen before, it can look at the features of the underlying graph that represents the compound and calculates the connection between two atoms, sets of bonds that can make up substructures, and associated with some feature. In our case, it was associated with being antibacterial or not antibacterial.
Graph neural networks are useful models for predicting interconnected data points, such as chemical structures. But scientists do not always know exactly how these models make and improve predictions. To address this and glean more insight into their model, the researchers used a platform called ChemProp, which maps chemical structures onto network nodes and connections. This mapping helps scientists determine the nodes that have the strongest influence on predictive success, and by proxy, which specific atoms and bonds that the network used to predict antibiotic properties, providing rationales for the model's calculations and outputs. For example, Collins and his team checked to see whether ChemProp's rationales could explain the active structures of known antibacterial subclasses, like beta-lactams. This family of antibiotics shares a square-shaped ring structure, which is connected to other compound-specific structures. When mapped onto a graph neural network, the square-shaped ring may be assigned to one node, while compound-specific structures correspond to other nodes that either do or do not connect directly to the beta-lactam ring. As the model iteratively processes input information, it adjusts its predictive calculations to find which nodes contribute to the most accurate predictions. ChemProp's rationales explained the antibacterial hits with known substructures like beta-lactam rings, and consequently provided information on novel structures to rapidly help identify new antibiotic classes in large datasets.
We thought that if one could find an enriched rationale, so a rationale that was found in multiple compounds, that these compounds could form a new class and thus would constitute a completely new direction for the antibiotic space that you could have confidence in. If you screened under 10 million molecules and you found only one molecule that had a rationale, it may be not a great path to pursue because it may not have a rich chemical space around that structure to explore.
Rationales are a key component of explainable AI, which allows scientists to intellectually supervise their machine learning model, typically making predictions more understandable and transparent. Systems and methods that fall under these principles, like ChemProp, help explain what otherwise might be seen as mathematical predictions without scientific basis, overcoming a common trust barrier in adopting AI models for biological research.
Explainable AI is really the idea of opening the box of an AI model. AI is really just its early days in being applied in biology and medicine. And in part, it's been slow to be taken up because most AI models are black box in nature, where you'll train a model and then use it largely as a filter, where you'll take some input and look at its output without really understanding the system that it's modeling and what led to its predictions. We decided to see to what extent could we open up the graph neural nets and see what was being learned by the models about the molecules and what was leading their predictions that a particular molecule might make for good antibody. Using explainable AI from a chemical structure standpoint of what led the model to identify, say, this particular molecule to being a good and new antibody.
This approach has allowed Collins and his research team to identify hundreds of potential antibacterial structures much quicker than would be experimentally possible. Once the explainable model narrowed down a large list of candidates, they validated the most appealing hits in the laboratory. In their 2023 study, this led to two novel broad-spectrum antibiotics that share a core chemical structure not found in other antibiotics. The researchers further validated these new hits in mouse models of infection and investigated their mechanism of action. Similar to Halicin, these new compounds disrupt bacterial pH, but in a more selective manner, targeting only gram-positive bacteria. These novel AI-powered findings hold promise for reviving antibiotic discovery pipelines. But much experimental work remains to test and optimize their therapeutic properties. In addition to connecting model predictions to scientific rationales, the core concepts of explainable AI may benefit computational biology efforts to build better models. There are many ways to organize machine learning models, and the structure of each network can provide insight into how it functions. For instance, scientists modeled the first neural networks on information processing in biological systems, which largely relies on neuronal connections through synapses. The nodes within artificial neural networks are sometimes called artificial neurons, and instead of synapses, each node is connected to one another by edges, which relay calculations and predictions instead of sensory and mechanical cues. When researchers use biological knowledge as the basis for designing computational models, these networks may become more explainable. For example, in a separate study, Collins and previous postdoctoral researcher Jason Yang structured the layers of a different machine learning model based on different stages of metabolic screening. This allowed them to gain mechanistic insights that could not be collected from a traditional black box model, which can only be viewed through its inputs and outputs.
Even before we launched the Antibiotics AI project in 2019, Jason Yang, who then was a postdoc in my lab and he's now a young professor at Rutgers Medical School, had the idea to use explainable AI to get after insights into the mechanism of action of antibiotics. We actually built a learning model around an existing metabolic network model through various perturbations to create a training set, and then use effectively white box machine learning, so explainable AI, to gain insight into how antibiotics act. In the case of Jason's study, he used a metabolic network as the starting point around which to build a model. I think it's an interesting future direction, whether it's using biophysics or some biological principles or biological structure to working into the basis of the model. I think more broadly, it's quite exciting to consider to what extent can we take further emerging insights into how neuronal networks function, including our brains, to get after more powerful AI. It's an open question. It's unknown if that will be a really fruitful space, or should we be considering non-biological architectures for going forward?
These open questions reflect many opportunities for explainable AI models, new mechanistic insights, and fruitful therapeutic discoveries. In pursuit of these future directions, Collins and his colleagues have launched the Antibiotics AI project at MIT, harnessing the power of AI to discover and design new antibiotics, structures and all, to address the rapidly growing risk of resistant superbugs. Although the path connecting biology and explainable AI remains a two-way street with directions unknown, Collins continues his journey toward machine learning-derived insights, embracing complexity and moving with the rapidly advancing field.
Our efforts over the last 5 years have now focused on really looking to see to what extent we can harness the power of artificial intelligence to address the antibiotic resistance crisis. Now, we've seen explainable AI from a chemical structure standpoint. We saw earlier efforts from Jason Yang on explainable AI from a mechanistic standpoint. I think we'll see the emergence of the integration of the two. Can we do better at understanding how a given compound will act from just looking at its structure? I think it's going to be quite exciting to build out these as we integrate more biological data, more chemical data. And I think explainable AI will enable us to better embrace and harness both the complexity of biological systems and the complexity of chemical matter going forward. And I think it will give us a leg up in the battle of our wits against the battle of the genes of superbugs.
Thank you for listening to The Scientist Speaks. This episode was produced by the Creative Services team for The Scientist and narrated by Deanna McNeil. Thanks again to LabVantage for sponsoring this episode. Please join us again in May as we learn how cancer researchers use multiomics to investigate tumor heterogeneity and extrachromosomal DNA. To keep up to date with this podcast, follow The Scientist on social media and subscribe to The Scientist Speaks wherever you get your podcasts.